Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 107 of the Need to Nerd podcast. I'm your host, Heezy, and I am joined by Patty the Batty, Patrick O'Boyle.
How's it going, y'all?
What? Patty, why are you sitting in such a weird place?
I don't know. I'm off. Am I?
You're like, I mean, you can see yourself. You can see it.
I can see it.
You can see it. We're not going to talk about how Patty's sitting today. Today we are talking about our Need to Nerd. It's our Need to Nerd December episode. We didn't do one in November just because, like, it was Thanksgiving when we got back on track and we decided to take a week off. But we are back. It is December the 4th of the time of recording. And I thought for the Nerd Fact of the Week, we could do a fun game that is really popular on the TikToks, Patrick. And that is,
okay.
I'm going to name a film. And you have to guess blindly where it sits in the all-time Christmas movie gross earnings.
Okay.
And we're going to do the top five. Are you ready?
Aye, aye, Captain.
Okay. The first film I'm going to give you is The Grinch. This is the 2018 film The Grinch.
And you're not telling me the other ones?
No, you have to. You blindly place them 1 through 5, and then we see how you did.
Okay. I'm gonna go with 2
because 2?
People spend a lot of money on that.
Okay. Okay. I'm gonna give you Home Alone 2, Lost in New York.
That one's probably number 3.
Number 3. What if I give you Home Alone?
I think you're sandbagging. That's got to be number 1.
We got Home Alone coming in number 1. All right, what about Dr. Seuss's The Grinch Who Stole Christmas?
Oh. Man, that's been around forever. But, like, you gotta see. I mean, I imagine.
This is only theater gross for what it's worth.
Oh, it's only theater gross. Yes. That's got to be number 5.
This is going to be number 5. All right, yeah. And finally we have A Christmas Carol.
So that would be 4. For my...
For yours. All right, are you ready for the top 5?
Sure.
Number 5 is A Christmas Carol. Number 4, Dr. Seuss, How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Okay.
Number 3, Home Alone 2. Number 2,
okay, one.
Home Alone. And number 1 is the 2018 The Grinch.
Oh, man. That's crazy.
You know, it's interesting.
I mean, speaking of Home Alone,
yeah.
Actually, I have another nerd fact when we're done with the game.
No, that's the game. That's the game.
That is the game. Okay.
Go ahead.
1 of 5, 20%. Macaulay Culkin just got his Hollywood star.
I actually watched that.
So that was really awesome.
His speech was really good.
Really good speech. And
his and Brenda's kids are really cute.
Yeah. If you haven't seen Schitt's Creek, you should go see his mom, Kevin. Kevin's mom is Moira, and it is fantastic.
All right, that is going to do it for... did that surprise you? Were you surprised by that top 5? I mean, there are some that I would have expected to be, like, way higher, for example. The Elf only comes in at number 8. The Polar Express comes in at number 6.
Yeah, those are big ones.
And then, like, I would expect, like, some of the, like, the romantic comedies to come in a lot higher. So, like, Love Actually comes in at number 7. The Holiday at 9. Four Christmases at 15 actually seems really high. And then this one's the big one. Die Hard actually comes in at 18th.
Yeah, I mean, the fall and winter is, like, it is movie season. So, like, people go see movies on Thanksgiving and on Christmas. So, like, they always do huge box office numbers.
You know, we are reviewing a Christmas movie coming up, if not this next episode, the one after that. Do you remember what we're reviewing?
So last year we did the whole Grinch, like we ranked and reviewed the Grinches.
That was a fun
I
episode.
think it was that was a fun episode. I had a blast with that one. Jack Frost,
Yeah,
right?
the 1998. It is actually my favorite Christmas movie of all time. It is
Okay.
Jack Frost. So I'm excited for that one. Just a little bit of holiday cheer for our Nerd Fact of the Week. Before we get into our main topic, which is our Need to Nerd right now, we're going to talk about our Discord. People posted stuff about video games this last little while. I know that the draft, people be drafting this current Magic the Gathering set being talked about in our Discord. Lots of trophy decks if you're interested in those, things like that. And then fantasy football is coming to a close, Patty B. It looks like it's going to be a close one for different sections, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, I can't believe Adrian's gonna beat me this week.
Dude, he texted me last night and he's like, oh, I thought I put in my quarterback. And I was like, oh, just tell Patty, or just replace it with, the only available quarterback, I guess. And then he does that. I was like, I'm sure Patty would have fixed it for you. Like, I think he felt bad because you're texting the commissioner, hey, putting this player to beat you is like an awkward conversation. But like we've done it for other
It's
people this year. Like it's not like
yeah, and this it's a free fun league, but like Tank Dell getting injured in the first play, basically,
So is
and
he
scoring
out for
no
the
fantasy
season? People were
points.
really sad
Yeah,
about
he
it on
broke
Twitter.
his leg.
Oh, that
He like
sucks.
yeah, on a stupid running play that he should not have been like in the middle of. Somehow he ended up in like the middle of the pile and just yeah, his leg just
That's too
it was
bad.
bad.
So yeah, if you want to talk about this type of stuff, fantasy football, Magic the Gathering, we are going to be doing a Smash Bros. Watch party of Watch the Throne in the Discord. So, if you have either never watched Smash, you want to listen to the Smash Through guys, myself and Matt, watch and talk about the watch it, talk about it as we watch it. We'll be doing that in the Discord. So tons of stuff going on. And then kind of last bit of housekeeping. I just want to thank everybody, all the new listeners from our last episode from Witcher Season 1. It's really cool to see that episode doing well. And, we got new subscribers on YouTube. We got new subscribers on Spotify. One of the number one things that I ask, is, if you love the show, the best way to support it is always to share the show. So just want to thank you for being here. And yeah, if you're enjoying it, you love what we do, share it with your friends. If you hate what we do, share it with your enemies. Make sure that they also know about it. Let's go into our Need to Nerd. The first thing that we talk about on these type of episodes, and for those who don't know, kind of that new listener, our Need to Nerd episodes, we try to do them about every month, maybe a little bit less, is our kind of just like a check-in, like what's going on in nerddom, what are we doing with our nerddom. And I'm gonna go first because I have a lot going on right now in nerddom. The number one thing, and I think that I'm years late on this, man, but and I might have already talked about it in October a little bit, but we are Fall Guys family right now. Maxwell and I are getting all golds. Like we've gotten multiple season passes now. We are Fall Guysing it up.
Yeah, you guys all gotta let me know when you play. I've got the Xbox somewhat working now, so
Oh, dope. If you have the Xbox working, you can definitely play with us. Yeah, it's a fun one. Maybe we'll play it in our Discord with you sometime, Patty B.
yeah, that
You get
sounds like a
Fall
great
Guys
time.
games going. And if you don't know what Fall Guys is, it's kind of this I don't even know how to explain it. It's so different, but it is you race around a track or you try to live outlive your opponents in battle royale style, games and to collect points to and eventually get a crown at the end of your run. And my son Maxwell loves it. It's a great game to play with him. He turned 7 this week. Happy birthday, Maxwell. And it's been really fun. We're gonna play on his birthday with former host of Constructive Criticism, Quentin Pierce, and some friends. That's kind of who we play with, and it's really cool to see my closest friends game with my son and involve him in this type of stuff. So
Yeah, that's awesome.
Next up for me, another one that involves Maxwell, weirdly. This is what happens when you're dad. Is Maxwell has been watching Dragon Ball Z Kai and has gotten all the way through the Frieza fight. And, you know, we on this show, we did an episode about our need to nerd Dragon Ball with a co-host of the Nerd On podcast. Shout out to them. And it, you know, watching Kai is so different because I never watched Kai. Like, I watched Dragon Ball Z. And Dragon Ball Z Kai has, like, no filler. So the Frieza fight in Dragon Ball Z is 30 episodes long. And it was, I think, 11 episodes long or 9 episodes long in Kai. Just for, like, comparison. So my son is going to finish Dragon Ball Z really fast compared to me.
Cool.
And then I got Elite Smash. That's kind of my next one. Something I promised myself I would do this year is kind of get over my ladder anxiety, so to speak. So in Super Smash Bros. Ultimate, you can kind of get, you have like an ELO rating, so to speak, that you get Patty, and then you go up or down depending on if you win or lose. And I was able to get Elite Smash with K-Rool this month, or last month.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's something that, you know, I wanted to do for a while. I've always known, like, I've known that I could do it for a while. It's kind of like Mythic on Arena. If you guys are listening, you're a Magic player. It's kind of similar to that, except that, like, once your character gets it, you get to play only with, like, you get to play, like, you know, in Elite Smash, like, rooms and stuff like that. It's a little bit different. But, yeah, it's really cool. It's something that I've worked on for a long time.
That's awesome. Congrats.
Thanks, man. And then kind of my last thing is just been doing a ton of Magic the Gathering coaching, Patty B. Just, I got, I think, 4 or 5 people this week, had 4 or 5 people last week, and it's really picked up, and it's pretty rewarding and fun to kind of talk to people about their goals. And I think that people don't really know what to expect from Magic coaching. And, you know, I think a lot of people do it differently. And it's been really fun to kind of be like, you know, do my session ones that I have written out with people about, like, you know, where are you at in Magic? What are your goals in Magic? What can I do for you? And kind of align to, okay, well, what do we need to work on? Does this align with your goals? How does it align with your goals? And, you know, how do we evolve? And am I the right fit? I think one of the things that I'm not the type of person to do is, like, just coach somebody for the money. Like, if I'm not the right fit for you as a coach, I'm going to probably tell you. Like, I've had session ones where I'm like, hey, man, like, I don't think I'm the right coach for you. And, you know, one of the really cool things about, and we'll kind of get into this as we joke later in the episode about some stuff, but coaching is really fun for me. And it's really cool that I have somebody that I can, you know, bounce stuff off of in Mason who does it as a full-time job. It's really funny. When Mason, years ago, when I got laid off due to the pandemic, I thought about doing Magic coaching full time. It was something that I wanted to come up with a curriculum, you know, have all of this stuff already laid out of, like, here's the course, like, let's go over the course, let's talk about it. And, it's really cool to see, like, Mason kind of doing that type of stuff. And yeah, it's been really fun. Like, you know, getting to see people succeed in, like, their homework, so to speak, and, you know, feel like at the end of a session or at the end of a week that they've learned something and can maybe, you know, I had a really good session where I was like, my goal in this is for you to be able to teach this to somebody, like, or to have be able to hold a conversation about it, about this topic. So it's really fun.
Yeah, that's
Is that more nerdy or worky?
It's both. And that's the best part. Right? When you can blend your nerdy and your worky.
He says as he's wearing a kayfabe card shirt.
Yeah. Got my name on the back. Sweet.
Dude, that is hype.
Super comfy. This hoodie is super comfy.
Dude, I want that hoodie, except that I want it in a zip down.
Yeah, so you, like, so you can wear it open.
I don't like pullovers. Patty, what about you? What are you nerding out about right now?
Yeah, so this kind of ties in with your first Next to Nerd. After we recorded last Sunday, I immediately went over to Spencer's house and gave him my copy of Lebowski and returned his Star Wars games. And I have been playing The Witcher 3 just like every free moment I have had this week. It's also pretty great that we'll talk again, get more into this later, that there are some Magic the Gathering bans that like kind of stopped our pioneer testing to allow me to like play this other video game a ton. So I'm playing The Witcher 3. It's so fun. I haven't really gotten into like the crafting, like alchemy side of it, but
I haven't either. But the story is so good that like it doesn't even matter.
Yeah. I feel a little disadvantaged in some fights, probably because I don't have the right, you know, like biochemistry, right? The mutagens or whatever.
Yeah, dude,
it's all good.
I might jump back into that game a little bit. We'll get into that a little bit later in the show too, but I'm glad that you're enjoying it, man. Like, it was so funny. I think we might have talked about this off air, because I think on air I offered to lend you Witcher 3, but off air I was like, what games do you have? Like, what didn't you finish? And the only thing that you hadn't finished was KOTOR. And so it's, I don't know, it's cool to, like, be able to, like, I don't know, it's cool. This is something that I think that people don't do enough in gaming, is, like, lend their friends video games that, like, they've just got sitting in their collection. You know, obviously, like, you have to trust your friend and whatever, but, like, I don't know, you got to complete, three Star Wars games that you had never played before, and then, you know.
Two, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, I got to do Fallen Order and whatever it was, the Republic Commando.
Yeah, Commando's a good one. That's a good one. Anything else on your what you're nerding out, or is every spare moment in Witcher 3?
So this week it's been every spare moment in Witcher 3. Now every spare moment is Pioneer, because I will be going to RC Atlanta with Nick and
part of the show
down there.
Nick Lassen,
part of the show. Cards. Nick Lassen.
Woo.
Yep. Whoop whoop. Yeah, and I am really excited for that. Like, we've got an Airbnb with Josh Wheaton from Oasis and some other folks, so it's going to be just a great time. Yeah, so every spare moment now we'll be getting ready for that. But I do want to mention I have. It is like, you know, December, and this month it's different for me than before, because Shelby's sibling has a significant other with these two little kids, and like I'm kind of getting to experience, like, we're doing a lot of Christmas stuff for them, and so I'm getting like trial work in that area, which is interesting. And one of the things that we did with the two littles was we took them to go see Wish in theaters, new Disney movie that came out, and it's caught a lot of like strays online, but seeing it was a really good movie. There are things that tie into a bunch of areas of Disney. It's kind of like coincides with the 100th year anniversary for them. And so, but it doesn't feel like disingenuous, which
that's
is
awesome. Good. Yeah. I generally have a problem when like people are like, oh, this song sucks, so the movie sucks. Or like, you know, it's like, do you know the context of the song? Do you know how much information do you have going into this that you can definitively say, like, this is a bad movie because you didn't like this one thing?
Oh, and the music's great. Like, I saw it last Friday, so before I went in to close it at the shop. And then, like, when everyone had gone, I played it on the speakers in the back. Just, nice. Like, playing the song because I had it stuck in my head.
That's dope.
It's, Chris Pine is in it as the villain. It's great. So, I'm nerding out about that. Yeah.
Awesome. What's the next nerddom that you want to fulfill?
So, what was it? There was something. So, I need to. I still have to finish. I'm still through just the first two seasons of My Hero. So maybe anime. Like, I'm gonna try and finish The Witcher. Is after Atlanta. And then. There was a conversation where you were talking with Adrian about an anime that I should watch.
That everyone should watch. Yeah. So
what is that?
Okay. So when Yu Yu Hakusho comes up, people know that it is one of, if not my favorite anime ever, and they like to tag me and stuff about it.
Okay.
Yu Yu Hakusho... for context, for whether you're younger, or whether maybe you're in the age of myself and you know, close to age and Patty B, Toonami was like the way that a lot of Americans were introduced to anime. And so like the slate for Toonami for a long time was like Dragon Ball, Dragon Ball Z, Yu Yu Hakusho, and Rurouni Kenshin. Like, that's what you got to watch when you, like, were introduced. Or maybe, like, Gundam, G Gundam, or, like, a different Gundam show might be in there, too. Just kind of depending on the slate. And, Yu Yu Hakusho is just kind of one of the ones that was really easy to get into. You know, it's about a 14-year-old kid that dies and becomes a spirit detective. Yeah. Ooh. So, you know, no spoilers, Patty, if you're going to watch it, but, you know, as it, you know, he dies like 30 seconds into the show. I mean, he actually may be dead when it starts, but,
gotcha.
But it's, it is widely beloved among anime fans, and it is one of the really good starter animes for like shonen anime. So
what, can you describe that for, like, what's...
So
what does that mean?
So shonen animes are like the animes that were in Shonen Jump. So that might be like, you know, like they're usually like tournament or like fighting animes. So like Naruto, Dragon Ball Z, Yu Yu Hakusho. Those were all shonen. Technically, for what it's worth, Yu-Gi-Oh was in Shonen Jump too. But
okay, got it.
You know, you certainly don't have to watch it, but yeah, that would be a really fun one to do one day.
Yeah. I saw that it was interesting, and maybe that's up there. One show I do want to that is coming up that I'm kind of excited for, that I don't think a lot of people are excited for, is they're doing the second season of Marvel What If. Again, I really didn't mind the first one. People had some issues with it, but. So that's on my list, as well as there's a adaptation of the movie Shogun that's coming out in 2024. I saw a really cool, crazy trailer for that. It's on FX. So I'll be tackling that. Also, have to watch Shore Z season 2 and the last season of Letterkenny's coming up, which is
awesome.
Pretty sad, but yeah. Those are my next kind of things.
I never watched Letterkenny, but it does look funny.
It's hilarious. Dude, like, especially if you... It just scratches every funny bone, and it's even more funny when you have Canadians in your family or your circle, or, like, you're a hockey fan. So.
Yeah, so for me, obviously you had already mentioned, you know, you brought over The Big Lebowski, a movie that I wanted to watch for a long time. You know, might do that. I have a lot of coaching this week, so it's Maxwell's birthday. But I will, and I still need to watch Jack Frost with my kids. So, you know, it's pretty busy week, but I don't know. Maybe I can do it during like a nap time this week when Alicia's down. And then kind of some really fun ones that I'm excited about. I'm bringing back a series that's called Constructed Clash. You familiar with this series, Patty B?
I am familiar with that series.
Yeah, so Constructed Clash is a Magic the Gathering play series where two players will, you know, kind of pick decks and they kind of battle it out. We still need to decide the details of whether we're going to do three best of threes or a best of five, where Matt and I will sit down and pre-show talk about, like, what decks we're playing, some kind of, you know, break down the decks, play the matchup, you know, and then post, you know, talk about, like, okay, what happened? What do we think this matchup is about just from, you know what we've done, whether it's these 5 to 9 games. But, like, what's the feel that we get, and kind of break it down a little bit. So I'm really excited for that. It's something I've wanted to bring back for a long time. And it was really hard to justify when I was doing, you know, as much Magic content I was doing a few years ago. You know, I just was doing so much. And it's because I like being busy. But, you know, having a new kid and when my wife's super pregnant with the pandemic, like, all that kind of added up to, like, having to get rid of some of my love childs, and bringing this one back is, it's really exciting, man.
Yeah, that's cool. And will that be monthly? Like, once a month?
It's going to be weekly.
Weekly. Oh, sick. Awesome.
Yeah. So, you know, we'll still continue our Smash podcast and stuff like that, but, yeah, I got to kind of figure out, like, if we're going to do it as its own thing, if we're going to bring it back under the umbrella of Constructive Criticism kind of stuff. It will be on the Constructive Criticism YouTube channel regardless, you know, our sister channel. But yeah, it's pretty exciting. And then the next one is another one that has to do with this YouTube channel that I'm also going to do. So next year, I plan on doing a video series where I replay, and I've actually already started doing this for what it's worth, but I guess I should tell you what it is first, where I replay my favorite games of all time and tell you if they're worth playing still in 2024. I have 2023 written down in our show notes, but, you know, just going over, like, okay, these are my all-time favorite games. Do they hold up? Like, are they worth it? If you're going to pick them up, is it what goes into that decision? If you're not going to like it, why aren't you going to like it? If you're going to love it, why are you going to love it? So there will be a video that comes out here on this YouTube channel. It's like, here is the, you know, the thing. Like, here's the 10 games that we're going to talk about this year, and then there will be a review of each game every month. Well, at least one game every month, with kind of a, next December there will be, like, all right, how what did we think, and kind of a summary.
Yeah, that sounds fun, especially if, like, you know, it's done at the end of the month, so people you can play along with you.
Oh, that'd be cool. That's a good idea. See, that's why you're here, Patty B. Yeah, so that's kind of like my next things to nerd out on. It's really cool. Exciting. Like, I've already started playing. I'm pretty far into Red Dead 2 right now. I'm pretty far into Zoid's Legacy right now. You know, lots of different. I think that people will be surprised by my 10 favorite video games, just because there will be some that you've never heard of. There will be some that, you know, I think people might. Man, am I boring you, Patty?
No, I just ran out of air.
Yeah, it'll be a fun one. Content creation is kind of back on my agenda for 2024. As I dealt with my mental health the last year, I realized that, like, being busy and doing this type of stuff makes me happy, and I can't let the other things happening take away my happiness. So, nerd news. Magic the Gathering bans. How to be today, we had, in Modern, Fury and Up the Beanstalk banned. In Pioneer, Karn the Great Creator and Appraiser banned. I don't know, Geological Appraiser?
Geological.
And Smuggler's Copter unbanned. And then in Popper, In Magic Gathering, we had Monastery's Whisper Band. So that's kind of some big Magic news. It affects, you know, you as somebody that's going to the regional championship in San Diego.
Atlanta,
sorry. You were you excited when you heard the news? Were you happy? Were you sad?
I know a lot of people were sad to see Karn go. I'm not. And during Dion turn three to Repair wasn't fun. They kind of like teed it off this last week, and I kind of mentioned it a little bit before, where they had this video where they're talking about, you know, oh, bans are coming Monday, and then they like hinted at what was going to get banned by saying, oh, dying to turn three to Appraiser is not fun. Having a sideboard card every single game is not fun. So that's, it'll be interesting to see where things go in Pioneer without those cards and with the addition of Smuggler's Copter. I didn't think they'd do it, but hey, you know, whatever.
I'm such a chicken. I actually straight up asked him, and I was like, would we be able to, if I put it down, like, the first thing I said was $1,000. Like, can I spend $1,000 on this? And she's like, no, what happens if you are wrong? I was like, I don't know, we lose like $200.
Right.
And she's like, what happens if you're right? And I was like, oh, we make like, do you not, like, hold on, grand? I want to be clear. How much do you think Smuggler's Coppers were when I said this?
They were probably like 50 cents.
20 cents. How much do you think Smuggler's Copter is now?
At least $5.
Way more.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I haven't looked.
Dude, I would have made like over 10 grand.
Yeah.
Ugh, I'm a chicken. I knew it too. I was like, that's what's getting unbanned. I knew it. I'm the worst. So for me, like, I have a RCQ. Are you already qualified for Colorado?
I'm not, and I don't think I will, just because I think now my focus turns to Pioneer. Like, I'm just all Pioneer until the RC, especially since we lost some time last week as far as prep goes.
So you're not coming this weekend?
I don't think I will be playing in that one on Saturday. I might play the Pioneer Challenge or something.
Cool.
However, I'm still going to Colorado because it's so close.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
I'll play side events and secure whatever.
Well, like, the reason I bring it up, you know, as we talk about this nerd news, like, you know, lots of changes happen in Modern, you know, with mm-hmm. Up the Beanstalk and Fury and stuff. But I personally am just excited because I'm gonna be slinging some Tron lands at people this weekend. Make sure keeping them on their toes.
Yeah, the true control deck of the format.
Let's go. Next up in nerd news, we have the, you know, this might not have been announced recently, but I didn't know, like, we didn't talk about it, and I just want to. Okay. The Dragon Ball, is it Daima's?
Daima.
Daima's release window is October 2024. This is a new Dragon Ball anime that takes place after Dragon Ball Super that's very, looks very different, and kind of is kind of like a reset for the show in a lot of ways. And it is an original story, pretty cool stuff.
Cool.
The Game Awards was also announced, and I got some problems here, Patty B. Can I talk to you about this?
Yeah, sure.
So first of all, we weren't nominated for Content Creator of the Year. How rude!
Damn.
Also, I
next
wasn't.
Year. We'll get him next year.
I wasn't nominated for coach. Rude.
Rude.
But did you take a look at this? I know that, like, you don't have a new next gen system, so, like, maybe it's, you know, less interesting to you. But did you take a look at the kind of the games and stuff?
I have not. No.
I've been devoting, man. I voted everything that I played a game in. I voted in, as well as things that my trusted friends gave me really good insights to, just to make sure that, you know, you gotta represent. But yeah, I wanna go over just kind of, you know, the most important category for people, which is Game of the Year. where the options were Alan Wake 2, Baldur's Gate 3, a game that we've talked about a lot, Marvel Spider-Man 2, Resident Evil 4, Super Mario Wonder, and The Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom. Notable exclusions from this category were, Star Wars, oh my gosh, why am I forgetting the name? What is happening in my brain?
The second one.
Jedi Survivor, there we go. Survivor was excluded, and Hogwarts Legacy was excluded, and Starfield was excluded. Starfield was one that was one of the most anticipated games of all time. Jedi Survivor, obviously, I haven't played it yet. I think that I'll be playing that, here at the end of this year. But I did play Starfield, and Hogwarts Legacy is one that I plan on getting. My wife and I talked about it. We're going to get it on the Xbox because she talked about getting it on the Switch, and she's like, I just want the best experience possible. And So she's down to get it on the Xbox and play on the Xbox instead. But it's interesting to see those three games removed, a remake be added, Patty B. And then, honestly, I've heard nothing but good things about Mario Wonder, but that was not one I expected to make the list.
Do you think it's there just because of name recognition? Like, because it's popular because it's Mario?
I don't know. Like, I know that when Jedi Survivor came out, people were like, and this happens, every year, games early in the year kind of have, they're at a disadvantage, right? Because games are going to come out later. And the number of games this year that everybody's like, oh, this is game of the year, this is game of the year, this is game of the year. I don't know. I just thought that the three that were missing would be on there. And I didn't expect Alan Wake, Resident Evil 4, or Mario Wonder to be on there.
Yeah, gotcha. Makes you wonder why.
Yeah, I don't think that She Who Must Not Be Named had anything to do with it as much as there were some problems with that game at launch. There's also things like the one that people were really mad about was actually the MMO for the new Final Fantasy not being on there. So that's kind of it for the Game Awards. And then you have some trailers you want to talk about.
Yeah, big movie buff. So there was a couple trailers that came out for some movies and TV shows. Marvel Studios Echo is coming out. That is pretty exciting. I did love that character in the Daredevil series. And then two that may or may not be good. I'm not really excited for one, based on the trailer. I'm excited for the Ghostbusters movie. I think Paul Rudd is awesome, and they've got the kids and the old guys, so I don't know. It's got this you freeze to death, because you're scared to death, and that it's Frozen Empire. It's a whole cold thing, so that's pretty sweet. And then Sony just keeps wanting to do everything Spider-Man that's not actually Spider-Man, with this Madame Web story, and I think it's rightfully getting murdered for line, as just trailer was not great for that. Sony's doing everything Spider-Man except for Spider-Man proper. But I am excited for Kraven. That'll be cool. But yeah, I don't know if Madam Web has my attention.
I don't know. I saw a lot of people really excited for Madam Web.
Huh. Interesting. So maybe different.
We're running different circles, Patty B.
Yeah. Different patch of the internet.
Yeah. I don't know what your TikTok looks like, but it's clearly not the same as mine. You're on upset people TikTok, and I don't stand for that.
Yeah. Anyways, I personally wasn't impressed either, So and then seeing.
I just love Dakota Johnson, so I'm excited.
Sure. Yeah. She's great.
If you want to suggest a topic for, you know, the near future, head on over to the YouTube comments and drop one in. You know, we gotta sit down and do a planning session and kind of talk about the show at the end of this year. And, you know, it'd be really cool to see what you, the listener, is wanting to hear about. So that's going to do it. Patty B, where can people find you?
They can find me on X at Patty B MTG. Talk about nerd stuff there and magic stuff, a bunch of stuff. I put a lot of stuff on Twitter.
You can find me at Heezy Game for most of the nerd stuff. If you want to see my sports takes, talk about fantasy football, stuff like that, that's over at Spencer, or it actually might be at Heezy Sports now. I actually changed that.
Heezy Sports on X, and then Heezy Game everywhere else.
Heezy Game. So Heezy Game is actually our the Heezy Game Media TikTok, which I was going to bring up next. One of my goals and something we've talked about doing before is like doing a TikTok for every episode, and I totally plan on doing that next year. So check us out there. You know, I'll be talking about my thoughts going into reviews or you know, stuff like that. So
perfect. Yeah, I've got that on my phone now, so I can be one of those TikTok kids.
TikTok kids. Like, subscribe, review. It's the best way. And then always share the show with your friends, your enemies, your family. You know, be that person that's sending a chain email. It's like, you know what? That's the best thing to do. If somebody sends a chain email to, like, your entire company, you know, 2,000 people, and you're like, you know what? Here's a podcast. That would be great.
Oh, man. Especially if, like, it's a company where you're not, like, long for, right? If you're, like, planning on moving on to another company. Yeah,
baby.
That's a great way to share.
Let's go. Thank you, everybody. And we'll see y'all next week on another episode of the Need to Nerd podcast.